Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters, wherever you're finding me. I love it. I'm going to talk today about something that I have a little bit of personal interest in it, and it has to do with organic matters in a very different way. I'm going to give you a rundown on olive oil versus avocado oil versus coconut oil. Right now, those are considered three of the safest, best, especially high-temp oils you can use. Olive oil, not so much high-temp, but we'll talk about that. Why I'm talking about it is several years back, maybe four years now, I actually personally pressed about 18,000 gallons of olive oil for a place called Sandy Oaks Olive Orchard. A dear friend of mine, I helped her plant her first tree about 24 years ago. It took about 20 years to get to a really viable olive orchard. Unfortunately, we got through that season and one more, and she's passed away, and no one carried on all that work. 22,000 trees just kind of went under. So anyway, I got very interested in the various oils, and so I'm going to tell you what's healthy and what's not, find the latest facts that we know about them. And one thing that I do want to bring up, in case I forget during the actual talk, is be careful where you buy your olive oil. So many of the olive oils coming from overseas and even here in stateside will some way get away with the word of saying extra virgin olive oil, but when it's checked, some of it's not even all olive oil. They actually use filler. Some of them use fillers that are probably not even healthy for you. So I'll try to figure out a way to let you figure out for yourself when you're getting a good, healthy oil. But anyway, this first show will be the advantages and disadvantages of two or three of my favorite oils. Let's begin by setting the stage just a little bit. I call it the oil fat wars, one and the same sort of folks. There's some clear winners and some clear losers. First, the losers processed vegetable seed oils, including corn oil, soybean oils, cottonseed oil, sunflower, and canola. And they're really not good for you. They sell on the counter, and we've been selling for years. They're not a healthy oil. They can cause all kinds of, we're learning more all the time, inflammatory diseases inside and an increase in harmful, what we call free radicals, which damage our DNA and even increase the risk of certain types of cancer. They're high in omega-6 vegetable seed oils, and that's bad. You want a much better omega-3 or omega-6 balance that we'll talk about. So let's begin with the benefits of monounsaturated fatty oils. First, let's talk about them. The primary type of fat in two of these oils we're going to talk about is monounsaturated fatty acids in olive oil and in avocado oil. Oils containing monounsaturated fats are considered to be some of the healthiest types of oils that we can consume. Monounsaturated fats are surprisingly stable for cooking, unlike other processed vegetable oils, which contain polyunsaturated fats, which aren't as stable. Monounsaturated fatty acids, they even have a little acronym of their own called MUFAs, M-U-F-A, apostrophe S, protect our cells, DNA, and add energy to our mitochondria. MUFAs are one of the best fatty acids for your cell walls, unlike polyunsaturated fatty acids, which actually make cell walls weak, brittle, and vulnerable to pathogens. MUFAs are also known to support and strengthen immune function, helping us fight off pathogens, improving wound healing, as well as tempering autoimmune diseases. Monounsaturated fatty acids are known to help and prevent and reduce breast cancer, according to what's called a meta-analysis that they've just finished. The primary type of MUFA in both olive oil and avocado oil, it's called oleic acid, fights tumors, especially those found in treatment-resistant breast cancer. Oleic acids also enhance the effectiveness and reduce the dosage of chemotherapy treatments as well. Monounsaturated fatty acids are also known to raise the levels of what we call the good HDL cholesterol in our bodies and lower what's considered the more harmful LDLs. In addition, when LDL oxidizes, it sticks to our blood vessel walls, contributing to atherosclerosis and other heart problems. An interesting feature of those wonderful MUFAs that we're talking about in olive oil and avocado oil is that they help prevent oxidation of LDL. MUFAs also help keep triglycerides low. That's good. Another component of what eventually may become heart disease. A study from the Medical Science Monitor showed that elderly subjects who had just 2 tablespoons of olive oil a day, 2's all, had significant drops in their total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol. In addition, the ratio of the HDL, that's the bad, to the LDL, which is low, was greatly improved. The further apart those are, the better off you are in general. And one more mention that came up in the study is that, believe it or not, olive oil and avocado oil consumption helps to burn body fat. The study published showed the addition of olive oil to the diet brought about greater weight loss. And other support for these monounsaturated fats burning ability comes from another study published in the British Journal of Nutrition that says MUFAs help break down fat in the body more efficiently. Let's do a quick comparison between the two. I'm going to run out of space, I'm afraid. Olives are one of the oldest known foods in the Mediterranean that have been in existence for at least 6,000 years. Most olive oil still comes from the Mediterranean area of the world. Now, there is a fair amount coming out of California and some out of the state of Texas. Extra virgin olive oil is considered one of the healthiest of all oils. The highest quality extra virgin oil is made from the very first pressing of the olives, and it should be cold pressed. The press we ran at about 76 degrees. It got warmer than that. We slowed it down. Avocados are considered a fruit native to Central America and grown in warm and subtropical areas all over the world now. Avocado contains 60% oil depending on their size. Primary growers, producers of avocado oil in the world include New Zealand, Mexico, the United States, and South Africa. Avocados in their oil have become very popular for nutrition and are common in grocery stores all over the world. Also, even are in skincare products, hair care products, and a number of other things. Again, we'll get back to the buying of it. I'm going to give you some tips on the end to make sure you're getting good olive oil and avocado oil. Avocado is simpler right now. It seems to be pretty pure. Avocados have a similar fatty acid profile as olive oil and similar health benefits. Both olive oil and avocado oil should be from the first pressed cold processed oils to possess the most health benefits. Both avocado and olive oil extracted using heat or chemical processing lose most of their health benefits and are not much better than standard vegetable oils at that point. I should mention here that even when it says extra virgin, a number of these oil companies now are getting away with using extra virgin, and it's really not extra virgin olive oil. So it has become a point of contention. As a matter of fact, the mafia is actually in the olive oil business in the Mediterranean area and sells a good amount of olive oil that's really substandard. First, let's talk about just cooking with olive oil. Most of us, me included, were conditioned to believe that olive oil is not great for cooking, but that is simply not true, folks. Olive oil is more stable than polyunsaturated, highly inflammatory vegetable seed oils, making EVO, let's remember that, EVOO is extra virgin olive oil, a great, great oil to cook with. The smoke point of an oil is the temperature at which it starts to degrade and releases free radicals. Extra virgin olive oil works best with low to medium heat, but even at that has a smoke point at about 375 degrees, so it's still good for a lot of different cooking methods. In comparison, olive oil has a milder, more buttery flavor, which makes it suitable for many types of cooking, including baking. Avocado oil can also be heated to a higher temperature without smoking or altering the components of the oil. Avocado oil is known to be able to maintain or heat to 480 degrees before it starts smoking, making it ideal for frying, searing, and grilling. Cooking with both olive oil and avocado oil helps the food being cooked to be healthier. For example, when you combine Mediterranean foods like onions, garlic, peppers, tomatoes, or with either oil, it increases the antioxidants, helps them, and the bioavailability of the nutrients in the vegetables is increased. And let me give you a real quick tip about buying olive oil. Look on the bottle. There's 3 people you can trust. One is called Qualita Italiana, 100%, and it's from Italy. That's their certification that's honorable. The California Olive Oil Commission has one called COOC that'll be on the bottle. COOC, again, 100% certified extra virgin. And finally, North America overall, because we have olives growing other places now, uses the NAOOA. I hate to do all this. NAOOA, North American Olive Oil. If those are certified on your bottle, you've got a true extra virgin olive oil that's been tested, so you know what you're getting. And finally, a word at least about coconut oil, which has been both in and out of the news for being good and not good. The final standard seemed to be that coconut oil does have advantages over most of the seed oils that you get and can certainly fit into a healthy eating program when used properly. I personally like unrefined extra virgin, but it does have a little bit of a coconut flavor. You can get it refined, but then you do lose some of the health advantages of coconut oil. Coconut oil is known for boosting endurance and enhancing athletic performance because coconut oil is a fat, not a carbohydrate. It is a great source of energy without increasing blood sugar or stimulating insulin. This makes it one of the best body fat burning fuels you can find, which is why coconut oil is a favorite of the, I call it the keto diet crowd that's around, if you know what keto dieting is. In addition, a study from the Obesity Research Journal, I don't know what that is exactly, but it is peer-reviewed, helps explain why coconut oil has such a fat-burning ability. When studying the rate of fat breakdown in rats, it was observed that fat breakdown occurred as fast as if the subjects were fasting. And on top of its fat-burning ability, caprylic acid, part of coconut oil, can speed up metabolism by helping the thyroid function more efficiently. Also contained, lauric acid and caprylic acid are also known to be specific as antivirals, antibacterials, and antifungal properties, and actually fight a number of the antimicrobes and things that we talk about all the time, disease-causing microorganisms like Staphylococcus, Aaron's Streptococcus, mutants, it games a bunch of E. coli. Some of the coconut oil's other health benefits include protecting and aiding the brain, and it's proven beneficial to people with Alzheimer's and epilepsy, as coconut oil's healthy fats help fuel the brain better than glucose does. Let's cut to the bottom line. Coconut oil is a very healthy option for cooking and has a wide variety of health benefits. However, it can cause allergic reactions in some people. And I mentioned earlier, extra virgin, unrefined coconut oil has a little bit of a slight flavor and coconut scent to foods cooked with it. So you have to either learn to like that or just go to another oil. Overall, the winners are extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and coconut oil. All are good for us. All three oils are very healthy and have many good health benefits. It basically comes down to your personal taste and the recipes you're going to cook. So my recommendation is all three. There's the three oils you should have in every home, every kitchen, and be all the really all the oils you need for almost all your cooking purposes. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.